I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. A high-profile international legal dispute that's been dragging on for 3 years may be about to be settled. The dispute involves a multinational trading company called Trafigura. It's been accused of illegally dumping toxic waste from a cargo ship in the West African nation of Ivory Coast. 15 people are thought to have died, and as many as 100,000 claim they became ill after being exposed to the sludge. Here's one Ivorian man the week after the 2006 dumping, talking about how it affected him.
I have headaches, and I cannot breathe properly, and I have another disease on my skin.
Trafigura denies the waste was dangerous, but it did pay almost $200 million to settle a lawsuit brought by the government of Ivory Coast. Now the BBC reports that a second lawsuit on behalf of victims and their families is about to be settled as well. The BBC's Liz McKean is on the story, and Liz, you've been covering this story for quite a while now. Remind us what happened back in 2006.
Well, it was one night in August 3 years ago, and the ship, the Probaguala, had arrived at Ivory Coast from Europe. And on board was waste, which the company Trafigura said was simple ship slops, and they wanted to have it taken away, so they hired a local company, Tommy. Now, the trouble was that the waste wasn't just simple slops at all, and the company Tommy had no license and no facilities to handle chemical waste. So what they did was they filled up 12 lorry loads and they took it off all around the city and dumped it. And almost immediately, people were overwhelmed by a foul smell, and they started reporting a range of very similar symptoms like the one we've heard: breathing difficulties, sickness. And in all, it's estimated that in the weeks that followed the dumping, some 100,000 people reported to local clinics for help. And a number of deaths have been reported. The figures vary.
So if it wasn't just slops, what was it?
Well, we have some knowledge of what it was. Before the waste was taken to Ivory Coast, Trafigura had attempted to offload it in Amsterdam. But because of the hugely powerful smell, an emergency happened at the port. The emergency services were summoned and a sample was taken. Now, this found there were levels of hydrogen sulfide. This can be very fatal to humans, and also a variety of sulfur compounds in the waste. Again, they can be dangerous. And we know from emails at the time circulated to and fro between Trafigura executives in London that they knew that the waste could be hazardous, and they were struggling to find someone to take it off their hands for them.
Well, Trafigura has been disputing the nature of the waste that was on the ship. And yet today, the UN Special Rapporteur into the tragedy, Okechukwu Ibianu, had this to say.
We did not see any evidence that it may have been caused by other things. There were no particularly big events that could have happened before or around that time to create that kind of panic, that kind of report of illnesses and so on.
Okechukwu Ibianu, the UN Special Rapporteur on the Trafigura incident in Ivory Coast. Liz McKean from the BBC. Also today, Trafigura said a new and second so-called global settlement is being considered and compensation is likely for victims of this dumping. And yet Trafigura says the UN report threatens to prejudice the legal action in the UK and the Netherlands. Are they trying to avoid an even more costly settlement?
No, Trafigura have signalled very clearly that they aren't happy with the report. But in terms of the actual settlement, this is separate. And we got news of this, a global settlement. It's being put to the claimants at the moment, and they're settling it just before the case was due to go to court. It would have been one of the largest class actions ever to be heard in London, and it was due to go ahead next month.
Trafigura apparently is also suing journalists who've been covering the story. What's that about?
Well, Trafigura have used the services of a law firm known to be very tough on libel law. And in fact, my program Newsnight is facing a libel suit.
Which is pretty significant because Newsnight is widely viewed in the UK. It'd be like Nightline getting sued here.
Well, exactly. And the BBC has just entered our defence against the claim. So we wait to see what the next moves are.
BBC journalist Liz McKean, thanks very much.
Thank you very much indeed, Marco.